Well, hello. You're listening to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that trashes waste and how to prevent it.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's Thursday at 1 o'clock, so you must be listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ 88.5 and 100.7 FM, show that trashes waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Alan Pennington, Waste Reduction Coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here recording with you today. I was almost said in the studio today, but that ain't happening, with my guests, Bailey Payne and Beth Meyer Shanai. Bailey Payne is the latest and first sustainability coordinator for the Corvallis School District. And Beth Meyer Shanai, who I have known for a long time as, you know, as a person who is an expert on weeds, has taken that specialty into a whole nother area and level of weed because she's now the, I love this title, Beth, lead hemp specialist and invasive plant specialist. So you've got a double hat there. Yep.
Two hats now. First hat is supposed to be a temporary hat. So hopefully we'll make it through some pandemic times and get regular budgets back in place. And I'll just wear that one hat again.
Yeah. Well, that's, it's important because I guess we need both lead hemp specialists and invasive plant specialists because the invasive weeds never stop growing, right? So let's go ahead and get started with Beth. You know, I was thinking about giving her a different intro, but I just want to think back to Beth started. I started working for the county in August of 2008. And Beth came on just a little bit later than that. And so I remember we started the year and we were, you know, trying to figure everything out. And people had 1,001 recycling questions and our recycling guide on the web was not as well known. And so people tended to call us for almost every recycling question. And around December, which meant that Beth had been there for maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and I'd been just a little bit longer. And Bailey took off because he went on paternity leave. And so that left me and Beth there for a few months just answering all these questions. And I remember that time, a lot of times we'd look at each other like, I don't know. So,
yeah.
I remember coming back after paternity leave and telling at our time, Jeff was our boss then, and telling him, you know, I think I'm just going to continue doing this so I don't have to come back to work. And he's like, good luck with that. Obviously, I was joking.
Yeah. So, Beth, tell us a little bit about, you know, about your time before, you know, you came on at 2008. And I'd actually seen you before in action back when I worked for the city of Salem when you were heading up a stream crew and you did a presentation. So we've darted in and out of each other's lives at various points. But in 2008, you came on and tell us what you did and kind of things that you saw that changed over those years.
Well, when I first came on, it was, I think, just right at the beginning, November 2008. So really, Bailey just had this quick time to kind of get me up to speed so he could drop everything in our lap. We're not going to let you forget that one, Bailey. But I started taking over a lot of the outreach efforts, especially advertising. We had a good advertising budget back in that day. And we had radio spots and TV commercials and commercials in movie theaters, print ads. And so I had to wrangle all that, figure out who was going to get what copy and video or recording for the radio. And then I also started kind of evolved to creating some new content and going into the studio to record new radio commercials or hiring a producer to produce some of the TV commercials. And that's really when a lot of the fun started to start to see some of those creations appear and hear them on the radio as I was driving around. So that was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that part of the advertising thing. And then there's also our our annual, or I guess it was two times. Did we do? I can't even remember now. Our Waste Matters paper.
It was twice a year.
It was twice a year.
Yeah.
And making sure that got out. It was a nice circular kind of newspaper format of all the goings on waste reduction wise, and letting people know the things they needed to know and get them excited about stuff. There was also the composters at cost and composter sale. So those were kind of my big three back then, was running all the things that were composter related, doing all the outreach and getting that Waste Matters produced. And I guess, you know, some other kind of more boring things like reporting to the DEQ about all the great things that we do so we can get all the proper credit for it when it comes to our waste shed in Marion County, which was that was a hard word to adapt to when you're used to talking about watersheds, talk about waste sheds, where all the garbage comes from. So that was the kind of the beginning, but the evolution, some of the new things that came on while I was there was, the kind of getting those new TV spots going, kind of making them, more, kind of funny and entertaining along with being informative. We got to hire some guy to dress up as a hippie and show his yuppie next door neighbors that he knew how to compost by putting stuff in his green bin, like food waste, and just got to go on a lot of fun site visits for that. We got to be a part of a TV show. I can't even remember what it's called now, but there was a number of episodes that featured how the behind the scenes of the way composting facilities work and what happens at our at the monofill in Marion County, which I think operates a little bit differently now too. But that was a real highlight. I really enjoyed doing those site visits and producing those videos. And then this radio show was took a lot of work behind the scenes to get it all lined up and get all approved by the County Board of Commission. But once it launched, it was so much fun to sit in that studio, learn the workings of it, and then bring a fantastic guest in every couple of weeks. Talk about what they know and the great things they're doing to inspire people to reduce waste. That was a lot of fun. And we got to work with some great master recycler volunteers who helped us be producers in the studio and run things. And then even just kind of developing our website into something a little more user-friendly. But I think one of the first things that I wanted to do was get a shorter address, because we had just one of those long HTTPS things that went on and on, trying to put that in advertising and trying to say it on put it in print or say it on the radio. So we knew that Marion County already had a shortened version for their dog shelter called MC Dogs. And so we just jumped in to see if we could get MC Recycles. And so it's really fun to still, even though I'm not in this job anymore, to see the advertising pop up in front of me and see that it's still going, seeing it appear on websites and seeing that mcrecycles.net. So it kind of maintains that little bit of connection with this great program, even though I'm not actively involved in it anymore. And then I think one of the other big highlights for me was getting a lot more programming in front of Spanish-speaking audiences. And there was a TV show that Univision helped produce where we'd go in the studio and I'd kind of plan the whole talk show episode. But then we had other Spanish speakers actually sit and converse with the host and be able to get other messages out in Spanish to get to a larger, more diverse audience. So I think those are some of the key ones I remember. There was just so many, you know, little things. We went over grants. We'd have these, you know, power sessions of reviewing grants to see who could get some money to do more good things outside of our program, out in the community. I think that's about all, unless you can jumpstart me more, Alan.
Well, just to go back, that I think that radio TV show was – it was a TV show called The Green Economy.
Yeah. And that's right. That's the one.
And I think we still have those episodes on our YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube and type in Marion County Environmental Services and Green Economy, and it'll pop up. And another thing I wanted to think about those, is just pass on a gotcha moment, is I remember the first time I was sitting in the, you were going to interview me, you just started the show, and you're going to interview me about the Earthwise program. And Beth, you looked over, you know, when I first sat down, and you looked at me and very seriously held your fingers up and went, 3, 2, 1, we're on the air. And I believed it. And I just,
is that why you did this to us?
She did that to me. I don't know if she realized how much that got me. I was like, oh my God. We weren't being recorded at that time, but it was funny as heck. So,
yeah, I'm sure it's a lot more fun doing the radio show from the studio, isn't it, Alan?
Oh my gosh, so much. We've been, you know, we've had to do these recordings from a spare bedroom at my house since March. And as everybody knows who's working from home because of COVID, it's convenient as far as, you know, travel. But it's, boy, you sure miss that camaraderie and that just being able to get out and about, especially with the kind of jobs we had. Even though you did a lot of stuff that was kind of behind the scenes, especially with advertising, you still got out a lot, Beth.
Yeah.
And got to do stuff, a lot of presentations on composting and just recycling, just all over. You were all over the place. So
yeah, we had fun events that we'd all participate in.
Yeah. For sure.
I have a funny memory of that when we had the truckload composter sale where we'd sell, you know, 1,000 composters in a day spread out over, you know, all these different cities around the county. And inevitably there would be a shortage at one location. And my job was to drive the van to go drop off. And I remember Beth at that time was volunteering as master recycler. And I remember having a talk with you and thinking, okay, we're in good hands. She's got this. She can calm people down that the composters are on their way.
And Bailey, it's funny you brought that up because I also remember the time when Beth always organized those composter sales and she got the flu and was just, you remember that, Beth? You couldn't get out of bed. And so suddenly Bailey and I were in charge. And fortunately you had set it up so well because we were just kind of panicking, trying to get everything, you know, cause you always took the lead and you knew where to go and drop off all the containers and whatnot.
Yeah. I do remember being on call from my bed that day for any frantic questions.
Yeah.
The composter emergency.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I also remember those composter sales almost always fell the weekend of my birthday.
Yes.
And I remember one day I got my first happy birthday from the guy from the company who sold the composters or that made the composters.
Yeah.
So he got some kudos that day.
Yep. So Bailey, you tell us a few things, Bob. You started back in, gosh, I don't know, 2000, 2001?
Well, just before this, I looked it up. I mean, I remembered because it was my birthday, my 29th birthday, actually, is when I started. And I just had a curiosity, just as a frame of reference so that people will, you know, have some context. Nickelback was number 2 in the Billboard charts. And it just moved down to number 3 that week. So, you know, just saying 2020 was bad, but it wasn't 2002.
And Bailey, you worked here until 2019. So you tell us about some of the changes you saw, just especially from the early days till about the time when Beth and I came on.
Oh, it's changed tremendously. You know, one of the great things and fun things about working in solid waste in general is that by its nature, it's always changing as well. And to me, that's fun because it'd be boring to continually do the exact same thing all the time. So yeah, it's changed a lot. Terry Freistad, you know, was my mentor, as you both know, the original, I call him the original OG because he was the first, of what I'm counting 8 right now. I just tried to remember all of the people that have followed him. I guess 9 if you count myself. But he really set up a lot of, just at the time, brand new, you know, first of its kind type programs. And he really started those right as he was about to retire. So I got to shepherd them along in their infancy, a lot of the programs that he was working on. But yeah, it's just been wonderful. Alan, I know you're a baseball fan, and this is my only baseball reference. Is Marion County's been very, very good to me. They've really changed a lot. They've gotten a lot better over time. You know, when I first started out, there were two of us, and it was just too much to maintain. And as we were able to bring on more staff, we were able to really improve the projects and programs, I think, quite a bit. Advertising was a good example. When Beth came on, she took it to the next level. And then from there, Jessica ran with it, and we had an amazing outreach program while she was there too. It's been really fun. I think one of the rewarding things about being in working for the county from an early time is that I got to, work on many of the programs that the rest of you eventually took over and improved on.
Improved on. I'm going to mention those names. Terry Frostad came when he mentored you, and you were working with Bonnie McCulloch. You worked with Kim Dinan. You worked with Sarah Kearns, Griselda Puga, Jessica Ramey, and Rachel Van Wart. And of course, Beth and myself. So that's a lot of folks that people out there that have come across us and passed times are through the Master Recycler class would probably remember those names, especially Jessica. She's the only one that's worked there two different times. So she got in and out twice now. And Rachel Van Wart, of course, is still there. And she's going to be the only one until they hire my replacement.
Oh, my.
So, the job's being posted. So when this goes to air on the 28th, it should be out there, I think, or hopefully close to finding somebody, but you never know. But I do want to pass on my favorite Bailey Payne story, and that is, and I'm sure, Beth, you remember it very well.
I'm nervous.
Is
it time for an ad?
You know, it is a great time to mention that everyone, you're just, listen, if you just tune in, you're listening to Voice Matters on the Air, KMZ 88.5 and 100.7 FM. I'm Alan Pennington, and I'm speaking with Beth Meyer Shania and Bailey Payne, and we're having a good time here going down memory lane. And I want to tell the Bailey Payne story, and that one of the cool things that I got involved with was trying to resurrect the old Recycler of the Year award, and worked with the Friends of Straub Environmental Learning Center to come up, create something called the Green Awards, which would promote instead of just recyclers, but people that are involved in sustainability or, all the master recyclers too, but also just we'd go through look like Business of the Year, Recycler of the Year, Green Energy? I'm forgetting all the categories. But anyway, there was a bunch of them. And so we did the three of us kind of did a rotation for a while of who was going to be an MC. We usually have two MCs during the Green Awards. And one year it was Beth and Bailey. And that – and so the morning of that – Green Awards, which is always a big deal. It was at the Salem Convention Center. We had 300, 400 people in there. And Bailey, I think he had a tooth thing. I had a wisdom tooth or something or whatever. And he was just hammered with pain. So he went to the doctor, went to the dentist, and they loaded him up on Lord knows what, OxyContin. I don't know, Bailey. You were so drugged, but you still showed up because you believed the show must go on. And I just remember Bailey Payne standing up there on that stage, his steely eyes glazing over the crowd. And you pulled it off magically, Bailey. I knew how stoned you were, legally, of course, and doing it under a doctor's
guidance. That's been my go-to ever since, Alan.
Yeah.
How do you think I prepped for this?
I remember looking at the pictures from that event every time, and I just couldn't help but crack up whenever I could see Bailey's face. And nobody else would have known, but we could just see it.
That was a
difficult night. Well, it got much easier.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, there's so many good memories. Alan, I remember meeting you originally when you were doing the WET program, the Watershed Enhancement Team, uh-huh. When you were with City of Salem. And that was the first time I met you, and we didn't work so closely together, but then we bumped into each other at the Styrofoam recycling event at Willamette, I recall, uh-huh. many years ago. And we were talking, and there was an opening, and I just remember thinking he would be a good fit with our team. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad I did. And it was sort of fun coming on board with you guys. And just to kind of, I want to review just a few things that did happen during our time that you guys didn't mention. And it was pretty much around, I see like 2010 was the magical year. Because in 2010, they started electronics recycling. So that was the first year that computers and printers and televisions had to be recycled. And so that was a big deal. And, of course, Beth, you rolled out a lot of advertising about that. Mm-hmm. We also – it was the year that we started organics collection in the Salem-Keizer area. So we jumped ahead of Portland being the first city and county – Salem and Keizer was the first cities and the first county to have organics collection, food waste collection. We also had – that's we changed to also collecting oil-based paints that year. And fire styrofoam at the Fresh Start Market started in that year. And then there was also the Green Awards began that year. So that was the first year we had that. If you remember, that first one was fairly small. We had about 135 guests there. And it was at the Cat Cavern at Willamette Campus. So we really grew that. In fact, the last time we had a really big Earth Green Awards was in 2016, and I think we drew 450 people, which was a lot at the, and that was of course the Salem Convention Center. So you guys were all part of that, and that was a fun ride, because you know then we found out that a lot of our recycling was a sham because it was going to China and ended up in the ocean. And so that was terrible. And the markets kind of caved. And they're still recovering from that. But, that's, you know, slowly there's being more domestic production going on, which is a plus. And there's also new things coming up on the horizon as we move away from just focusing on, you know, all of us spent so much of our time just talking about recycling. And now we're talking more about, you know, waste reduction in general, particularly waste to reuse more and not create waste in the first place. And I'm excited about the extended producer responsibility legislation that's going to be coming up this year. Hopefully some of all the craziness that's gone on in the last few weeks, days, months. What a crazy time it's been, folks. But to get some legislation that's meaningful to help get the people who are making all this wasteful stuff to take ownership in it, with the idea that they would then find their own ways to reduce it so that they don't create so much waste. And I think that's hopeful.
That's kind of points to when you'd asked me earlier about the evolution of the programs. That's the direction it needs to be going and started to go before I left. And it's, that's just another fun reason to work in this industry is that it is just a constant, you know, it's like music. It's always moving and changing. And so... Yeah. And music and
Well, Alan, one of the things I have to give you such huge kudos for is the way that you grew the Earthwise program and really had a fabulous newsletter going, kept those folks who were working hard to run sustainable business at front of mind of people and giving them their awards to display, just keeping them connected so they could keep inspiring each other within that community of people who had been certified or businesses that had been certified. And I was just actually reading over the annual report for my city. I live in Silverton, and they were proudly mentioning that they had a number of their buildings Earthwise certified in that publication. And that's all, I'm sure tied back to you in some ways. I know Rachel is running the program now, but, we got a lot of state and county government buildings and city government buildings going. I know when you were on watch there as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Go ahead, Bailey.
Oh, I was going to say, when I reflect on my career with Marin County, the master recyclers, of course, come to mind, because that's our army of people that are out there spreading the message. But, certainly the Earthwise program, I think, is one of the programs that I'm most proud to have been able to help work on. And then schools, of course, and some other things. Recycling 101 was a big project. That's the online master recycler type class. Just the people, I think, are what made that time so special. We had such a tight, great group that we worked together so well, and just all of our support that we had.
Yeah. And Bailey, you were with that master recycler class for so many years. We all, Beth was part of it. She did a lot of presentations there, led a lot of discussions with them. And then I took it over when you left, Bailey, but it's just been such an amazing, it's run for, we finished 25 years, a year or two ago. So we didn't have a class this year. 2020 was the first year since the program started that there was not a master recycler class, because I deemed it important to have a class in person. So I felt like, if we can't do it in person, let's just wait. Oh, isn't it ironic? The very last Alan Pennington show for KMUZ, and it gets cut off at the end when I had my wonderful friends, Bailey Payne and Beth Myers Shinai, and I didn't get to include before my thank yous for being on the show and just enjoying the reminiscences of all the wonderful times we had working together to try to find ways to reduce waste in Marion County and find gainful and important ways for all of our master recyclers and volunteers to help out and do the good fight in order to reduce waste, to improve the environment, reduce greenhouse gases, and all those other amazing things that we have to get done. And I'd also like to take this time to really thank all those master recyclers who've spent so many of their volunteer hours and time making all of our programs successful, and will continue to be a successful program as they carry out all the important work that all of us need to do to reduce waste, cut those greenhouse gases, and make the world safe for democracy and for the environment. I also want to say thank you, Jessica and Griselda and Rachel and Sarah and all the other folks, the AmeriCorps volunteers that we had, all the people in environmental services and public works who make our area a better place to live. Thank you all. And so I will probably finally be quiet for a while, and you will say, oh, finally, that guy shut up. Well, if you continue listening to these Waste Matter shows, which will be every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we've gone to weekly because we're both recording new shows, and we've got a lot of old shows that were so good and still have shelf life that we're running them again. So you'll continue to hear my voice as long as you listen to Waste Matters on the air. And, of course, all of KMUZ shows are podcasted and stored at kmuz.org, and you can find Waste Matters on the air there if you go looking for them. There's a lot of great shows there, folks, and I have so many that I could recommend. I appreciate all of your time, and I hope that you will continue to do good deeds. I love you all, and as an old Roman philosopher once wrote, I'm just sure of it, if it's not peace and if it's not quiet, if you don't need it, then don't friggin' buy it. Love to all.